World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, man. I have to be honest with you. Me, my wife, and I are, we've really been kind of under an attack. Guessing what that means. We talk about that kind of spiritual circles that, boy, the devil's been after me. We're under attack. And is that real, you think? Is that real? Is there such a thing as casting spells? Can you be attacked from afar off? See, because we don't understand, good morning, because we don't understand, the Bible tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. But you know, does the church ever tell you what the weapons of the enemy is? When's the last time that you sat through a good teaching, and I'm not talking about me here, where's Russ Dizdar when we need him, huh? A good teaching on how the enemy attacks, how the enemy operates. Just kind of, again, you know me always laying my 2 feet, my big butt in the same spot. It's real, truly spiritual warfare being taught in the American church. When is the last time that you went into an American church and the pastor went through a step-by-step plan showing you how the enemy operates? Has anybody ever been through spiritual warfare class? When you go to church on Sunday morning, what's the purpose of it? What's the purpose of going to church on Sunday morning? Seriously, that's a question. What's the purpose? Why do people go to church? Or better yet, why do we have church? To come together to do what? Why do we come together? Oh, to worship the Lord. Really? That's the purpose? To come together and worship the Lord? By the way, worship the Lord with people I don't even know? People I'm not even in fellowship with? People that I don't have any idea what's going on? People inside that building that I have no idea the junk they've drug into the building in the morning? And I'm sitting in there with the junk I drug into the building, and we're all in there and we're all praising the Lord. And really, really? Is the Spirit of God really, really there? What is it? How do you know whether a trip to your church has been effectual? Because the Bible says that the effectual, Spence, look that one up, effectual. We've done that before, effectual. Go to Webster, effectual. The effectual, fervent prayer, effectual. Producing an effect or the effect desired or intended, or having adequate power or force to produce the effect. The means employed were effectual. So when the Bible says to have the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, let me ask you something. Is your church effectual? By what measuring stick is your church effectual? This is really, really deep, and this is really important. Because all people go to church for different things. And I wonder how many people get up on Sunday morning or Saturday, whenever you do church, and you go to church. How many of you think, I'm going to go there today, and I'm going to get my sword sharpened, because when church is over, I'm going to slay me some giants. I wonder how many people have that attitude. Or do they go to church because they think the church is a hospital for saints? Do they go to church to get their arms bandaged up? Get bandaged up so they can make it through the next week. Just cling and hang on to life so they can make it till next Sunday, and I'll come back and I'll get strengthened. Really? Really? What happened to the old time hymns, right? We are an army. What? All the onward Christian soldiers stand up for. What happened to that? Is that spirit in the church at all today? I got a moth flying around. Leave me alone. Get out of here. Multi-million dollar studio. I can't even keep a moth out. Is the church advancing the kingdom of God? And what would it look like if we were? And we look around at everything that's going on, and I'd say the answer is no. No. Church is paddleboarding. You guys know what paddleboarding is, don't you? Paddling under the water, just going in a circle, just survive until they get to the great waterfalls and they're out of here. You don't have to like me. I'm just telling you the truth. And most of the church is sit on your butt or stand during the worship service and then let the pastor give you a 40-minute thing about how to live a better life and then go home. And meanwhile, everywhere you look, the devil is crushing Christianity. Somebody say amen. I just need one friend. Just one friend out there say, yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. That's all I needed. That's all I needed. And so I come in here every day. It's the same thing. It is the same damn thing. Now, let me ask you. I got a lot of things I got to show you. Yes, I'm thinking about the hurricane. Yes, we're going to go down there and do something. Yeah, Gary Pierce's order is arranging all that. And thank God for Craig Mickle, who made a trip and or did he make a trip? Whoever made it. I know Brett made a trip and people were getting on. Look, okay, I get all that. I say all this this morning because I have to tell you, the last 10 days of my life and the girl that I married, there's been a spiritual assault on us. I came to the realization this morning. We don't think that's real, do we? We don't think that's real. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's the weapons of our warfare. What's the weapons of his warfare? See, when I was West coaching football, watching Ohio State Buckeyes the other night, they lost by 1 second. The Ohio State Buckeyes ever went and played the game, they had assessed every weapon that Oregon had. Every one, they assessed them. They knew what they were. And during their pregame, during the week preparation, they called it, for the war that was ahead of them, they tried to simulate everything that they had seen the enemy do. So that when the game was played, the ball was snapped, everything was countered. They were not shocked or surprised. Now, that to me would be what they would call church. That would be church. That before the game is played, walking out the door on Sunday, after going to church, getting ready to go play the game on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you shouldn't be ignorant of his devices. And we are ignorant of his devices. We don't understand it. And so is it okay if I say something crazy, Betty? But it's okay if I say something crazy because most of you think stuff I say is crazy anyway. However, at the end of the day or the end of the month or the end of 2 months, we find out, he really wasn't nuts. He really was right. There's been very few things that we've mentioned here that have not been proven to be true. Would everybody agree with that? It's hard for somebody to come back and say, Coach Dave, you said this was going to happen. It didn't. There's very few of those. Coach, you said this was going on, and it wasn't. Very few of those. Why? Because the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth, I think. You don't have to swallow it if you don't want to. And so I was thinking today, pull up number 5. I was thinking about my buddy Russ Dizdar. And Lord, I'm going to ask you that when I see you face to face, I'm going to ask you, why did you take Dizdar? We need him now. No, not why'd you take him? Why'd you let them take him? Why'd you let them take him? Because he was the only guy who was explaining to us what's going on, spells and casting a spell. I got some stuff I got to show you today because I want you to know that I believe that we, and I'm talking about we, what makes up Pass the Salt Ministries, Coach Dave, I believe we're under attack. And I believe it's manifest into physical. I could get into all of them. I'm not going to. I'm not whining. I'm not complaining because the other team hits back. The other team hits back. If you were the devil, would you try to take this team out? Would you? Huh? Sure you would, right? Would you try to get me distracted, worried about other stuff? Sure. So this dar, this is pretty good. This isn't very long. Demons will be unleashed. Time out a minute. You guys believe in demons? I'm going to show you a couple of demons this morning. You believe in them? Now, stop and ask yourself this. Could anybody recite for me when you were growing up who the channel NBC, ABC, and CBS nightly news announcers were? I can tell you, right? Walter Cronkite, Huntley and Brinkley, and what was the guy on Channel 4? What was his name? It was before Tom Snyder. It was before him. What was that guy's name?
Dan Rather.
Pardon me?
Dan Rather.
And he was at CBS, and then the devil pulled him over. On Channel 4, I can see his face. It doesn't matter. But these guys were telling you, you're with me, right? They were the ones that told you the news every night. And even though we didn't know for sure, we trusted them. We didn't realize they were political. Huntley and Brinkley, Walter Cronkite. What was the guy over in there? Howard K. Smith. Was that what he was? Howard K. Smith. And we believed them. We didn't understand that behind the agenda, they had an agenda. They were playing for a team. Yeah, and they were all CIA. They were. It was all CIA Operation Mockingbird, right? But you didn't know Tom Brokenjaw. There's a good one, Mike. Tom Brokenjaw. We didn't know it. Now we have, you turn on the news, and what do you have? Somebody help me. Which team is Joe Scarborough on? Which team is Rachel Maddow on? You turn on the TV and you know which team the other team's playing for. You know it. They don't even hide it. That right now we see that the mainstream, lamestream media, we know whose side they're on. They're no longer impartial. They're no longer impartial. And we have Fox News. They got everything else. We got a lame brain Fox News. They got everything else. I'm going to show you a clip here of Rachel Maddow. She ought to be in jail. Rachel Maddow ought to be in jail. I'm telling you. Treason. Hey, Rachel, I hope this video makes it to you. You should be in jail. Again, at least we know this. We know which team she's playing on. And let me ask you a very good question. You ready? You think she's a Christian? Huh? Yes, sir, somebody. Hey, there ain't no middle ground. You're on one team or the other. And whose team do you think Rachel Maddow's on? Huh? Which one's Joe Scarborough on? And that girl he started having an adulterous relationship with and ended up marrying her. What was her name? Her daddy used to work in the Reagan administration. What was her name? Anybody know it? On Morning Joe. Come on, somebody help me here. What's her name? See, I don't watch them.
Brzezinski.
Brzezinski.
That was a Carter administration.
All right. Thank you, Craig. Brzezinski. Mika Brzezinski. See, where are you going, Coach? Because I think we're ignorant of his devices. That's what I think. That's the theme of where we are. Look, I'm going to go on a couple more minutes for my own sake. I got to get this out of me. And I'm asking you, I'm asking those folks out there, if you would begin to cover Past Assault Ministries and Coach Dave and our family in prayer. You guys would continue. I know some of you already do that. I got to tell you something. In the last few weeks, the attack is absolutely real. It's real. So I got thinking, how's this happen, man? Huh? How's that happen? So I watched old Dizdar. I pulled this out of nowhere. My old buddy, Russ. Do you guys believe in demons? Do we really believe in demons? Weapons of our warfare are not mighty, but carnal through the pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing in captivity, the obedience of Christ. You believe it? Do you believe it? Do we believe it? Then why don't we teach it? Why don't we teach spiritual warfare in the church when that's all the devil's team does is teach spiritual warfare? Somebody give me a thumbs up. Oh, I'm just telling you, it's all over me today. It's all over me today. Go ahead, play Russ.
They reached over, ripped open my shirt to see if I was wired, if I was wiring and recording them. And they were the most sophisticated satanic warrior type person. They knew 5-6 languages. They knew the ancient twilight languages. They knew how to conjure. They knew how to use Belteshari, Oquam, all these old Pictish languages of the Druids to summon. They are the real Luciferian. They've been through many human sacrificial things. So they sat there to tell me some of those things, what they've been involved with, how they sacrifice a human. I'm listening to all this stuff from them. And then they said to me, "You have no idea, Russ, how many of us there are out there. How many satanic they use the term chosen ones. You have no idea how many. You have no idea what's coming. We smell Christian blood. We are waiting for our day. And when the call is given, millions of us will be released." And they looked at me and said, "You believe in revivals and you believe in Pentecost and the power of God. You believe in all that. We believe in the Black Awakening, a multi-continental release of power to activate the program demonized, where they've weaponized the demonic powers to these super soldiers."
The objective of the project was to create super soldiers.
There you are. Huh? See, the devil's on offense. The devil don't play defense. He's on offense. I'm going to show you Rachel Maddow. Pulled up number 3. I think she's a criminal. That's my position. Now, she's supposed to be are you looking at me? She's supposed to be a journalist. She's supposed to be an objective news reporter. That's what she's supposed to be. And listen to these. See, here's the problem. There are Christians who will watch this and not understand what a lying, satanic tongue this creature has. I don't know if she's a man or a woman. Do you guys know? I mean, really? Do you guys really know? Is she a man or a woman? I mean, I know what she calls herself, Rachel, but does she dress like a woman? Does that look like a woman to you? And is it done on purpose? And is it done to... See, you think I'm a conspiracy theorist? Is this done on purpose to lull us to sleep? Not us, because we're smart enough to not take this. But how about some of those clunks you go to church with? Do they watch Rachel Maddow? Are they being lured to sleep by Rachel Maddow, believing the crap that she does? Or how about this? How about the majority of Americans who aren't Christians? Are they being lured into her web? Huh? Now, what she's going to talk to you about is Michael Flynn, General Flynn. See, they get mad if we fight back. Now, I want you to, as we play this clip, I want you to think about this. Everything she is saying, she is trying to point out that we're fighting back and we're not supposed to. Don't miss the message here. Don't miss the message. The devil herself recognizes we're fighting back. And we're not supposed to fight back. Go ahead and play it. Put it at 1.5 speed because it doesn't matter so much. Because I don't want to listen. Also, I can't listen to that much of it. But you listen to this wicked, wicked, demonically charged mouthpiece. Go ahead.
So there are no mentions of assault rifles in the Bible. I checked. But there is a ministry in Pennsylvania that calls itself the Rod of Iron Ministries. And in this case, the rod in the name of the group, they say it's a biblical euphemism.
Stop. Anybody right now? Anybody know which side she's on right now? Does anybody know which side she's on? Okay, go ahead. She's a news journalist. This is a news journalist.
AR-15 assault rifles. This, for example, is a wedding ceremony recently performed by the Rod of Iron Ministries, and you can see they've got a golden AR-15 propped up on the altar there.
Hang on. Oh, they got guns and they're coming for us. They got guns and they're coming for us. You get the message? Go on.
The gospel of the Rod of Iron Ministries is that assault rifles are divine instruments of God used to carry out his will. They say the Rod of Iron mentioned in the book of Revelation is the AR-15, and so they all need them all the time, especially for religious purposes.
So hang on. So they're trying to make Christians look like fools, which they always do, right? They would never do a show on how weird transsexuals are. They would never do that. Oh, they're just normal, happy people, right? They would never do that. But people, oh my God, these people are worshiping guns. I wonder how far they had to dig to find this group of people. Go ahead.
The past few years, the Rod of Iron Ministries.
Hang on. See, they want you to think that this is all the Trump voters. These are the Trump voters. Go ahead.
Together, they call Freedom Festival. Their most recent one was held just this weekend. And you'll be interested to know that it doubled as a basically a political rally for a certain Republican presidential candidate with a very surprised special guest turning up alongside Mike Flynn. And that story is next.
Move ahead.
God bless you. May God save America using President Trump and every single one of you. God bless you. America 2024. Let's go, baby.
Hang on. What are the weapons of their warfare? See, they're complaining that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Well, ours are not carnal, but they're trying to point out to us that they are carnal. See, it's laughable. This is laughable. But how many people in your community, maybe even in your church, are watching this and saying, oh my goodness, MAGA. Go ahead.
That is the leader of the Rod of Iron Ministries holding his golden AR-15 and wearing, yes, your eyes do not deceive you, that is a crown made of bullets. Also in attendance at the Rod of Iron crown made of bullets event this weekend in Pennsylvania was, naturally, Mike Flynn, Donald Trump's first national security
naturally
advisor.
Naturally? What does that mean, naturally?
Prosecuted after lying to the FBI.
He's a general!
With the Russian government. General Flynn spoke to this Rod of Iron Ministries event this weekend for over an hour. He also took some questions from the audience, or perhaps in this case, we should describe it as a proposal.
Is there any chance that should the election go with a positive result, you would get your rank reinstated and sit at the head of the military?
Okay, let me freeze this a minute. Okay, I'm going to take a look, folks. Look. Here's what's going on. Are you sitting down? Maddow knows they're losing.
Boom.
They know they're losing. And you know what she's trying to warn everybody about? Flynn and the gun holders are coming for us. That's folks. Don't you miss this. She's trying to prepare everybody. She knows Trump's coming back, and she is trying to prepare everybody. These guys with these guns are coming, and here comes Flynn. Oh, he's going to come too, right? And what do we, can anybody tell me what we want? What is it we want? Somebody tell me, give me the answer. What is it we want? I'll give it to you.
Love.
We want justice. We want justice. We want to see those responsible for killing millions of our family members and friends. We want justice. And see, they want to radicalize justice. Anybody, do you get what's going on? Tell me you get what's going on, all right? And whether you realize this or not, there's a spell being cast right here. This is a spell being cast by Rachel Maddow. By the way, I hate to tell you this. She doesn't have sex with men. Go on.
People to not only drain the swamp, but imprison the swamp, and on a few occasions, execute the swamp.
Big cheers from the crowd there.
See, they want us killed by the other side, but heaven forbid we would ever wake up and want justice for them. Heaven forbid. That's what, get her off there. That's what this is about. She's a criminal. You want my honest opinion? She's a criminal. Criminal against America. She is taking what God-fearing Americans have the right to do, to show up with their weapons. Why? Well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And she is making those who have arms as lunatics. She ought to be in jail. She'll be in jail. Okay, one more thing, and then I'm going to... Boy. Poem number 9. I got more, but I'm going to give you a chance to get in there, I promise. Up number 9. Kentucky woman who was casting spells. Huh? Casting spells? I mean, people are actually casting spells. Kentucky woman who was casting spells arrested after cooked body parts discovered in her home. That'd be spiritual warfare, wouldn't it? Hmm. You want me to keep talking? You want to get in here? I got more. I got more. But it's kind of a different subject. I don't want to get into a different subject, but it's important you get it. Okay? All right. Hang on. Hang on. Go to number six. Go to number six. My wife, my dear little sweet wife, who's a warrior, prayer warrior. Ask yourself, when's the last time your pastor in your church read this psalm? Deliver me from mine enemies, O God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity. There must be some, huh? And save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, Lord. They run, prepare themselves without fault, without my fault. Wait to help me. And behold, watch what they're doing to me, Lord. They're setting me up everywhere I go. You therefore, O Lord, God of hosts, God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. And Lord, please be not merciful to any wicked transgressor. I thought Jesus loved everybody. They return at evening. They make noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out of their mouth. Did you listen to Rachel Maddow? They belch out of their mouths. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But you, O Lord, you ain't laughing about it. You shall have all the heathen in derision. Well, we're just supposed to love them, Brother Dave. Just pray for them and love them. Huh? Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Now, time out a minute. Time out a minute. Did we just read what David's desires were for his enemies? Did we just read it? And does David say to God, please let that happen, God? Boy, if you said that in an American church, they would say you're hateful and throw you out. And who are you to judge? Right? Somebody give me a thumbs up. I just need a little bit of reinforcement here today.
Boom.
Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power. And bring them down, O Lord, our shield. This is out of the Bible. For the sin of their mouth, Rachel Maddow, and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Is the Lord telling us to pray for Rachel Maddow? Somebody help me out here. I must have an old Bible. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob until the ends of the earth. Baby! That the evening, let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog and go around about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. And while that's all going on, Lord, I'm going to sing of your power. Yeah, I'm going to sing aloud of the mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. And unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense and the God of my mercy. And what is David saying here? Sick him, Lord!
Boom.
Wow, that's the message of the church. And some of you right now are shriveling or embarrassed. Oh my goodness, Coach Dave sounds so militant. Well, what's the opposite? Do you not realize the enemy has been at war, that we've been in a war? Do you not understand that the war is ramping up and we're not supposed to be militant? I've spent 29 minutes telling me what I think. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter what I think. Because if you don't think it, it don't matter. If you don't think it, it doesn't matter what I think. And there's not five pastors in 100 would allow that probably even read in their church. That's the way I see it. I got more. Hang on a minute before I go. Stephanie, are you out there, Stephanie, today? Sometimes she's in there. Sometimes she's not. Spells are real.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Stephanie, spells are real, aren't they, Steph?
Spells are absolutely real. And to some people on the dark side, it's an everyday practice. It's the way that they live. They literally put spell work into everything and they target per people. And these things are very real. Absolutely.
And you know this, Stephanie, because you used to be one of them.
I was one of them, and I did spells all the time. I did ritual all the time. It's in everything. I used to cook and put spells in. I would do morning salutation when the sun would come up into my day. I would do things using earth objects like feathers and rocks sometimes, depending on what I was dealing with. Yeah, these things are very real. And then there's the dark side. People literally ritualize, use blood rituals where they use animals and children. And I did not do that part of it, but I know that is very real. And there's many people out there that came out of that will also tell you, yes, people, this is real. And we are ramping up in the season to their high holiday. Samhain is coming up October 31st. And every time you celebrate Halloween, you're helping them. I just had to throw that in there too.
So what they are building momentum right now to New Year's Eve, yeah. which is Halloween.
They're Samhain, Halloween, yeah. Yes.
They're building up to New Year's Eve, right? So they've Stephanie,
yes.
I don't want to make me sound special here. Would it be possible that they are casting spells towards Pass the Salt Ministry?
Absolutely, because you're over target. And we do things here where we're actually praying. And we are in it. And we mean what we say. And we actually represent Jesus and his kingdom, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. So yes, they are indeed probably doing these things.
And they're probably they're probably not messing with the average church, are they, Stephanie? Why would they don't
even why would they? The average church is already taken over by doing nothing. Lukewarm is doing nothing, and that just won't do. That's not what Jesus says to do. And that's exactly when you're not doing anything and you're being quiet. And you're being passive and nice in the church. You're not saying or doing anything. You're going along with it. He already owns it. So, yes, we do need to be praying. We need to be target praying coverage. And like you said, there's a lot of dominion down here where we are. The prayer walking is important. We are to be taking authority. The problem is there's not a lot of people that know their authority or can claim their authority in Christ because they're not walking their talk. And so we need these warriors, which we have here, which you help gather everybody and help to bring them out to do these things. This is spiritual battle. It never stopped. It's only increasing. And we need to do these things and take this extremely, very seriously. Yes.
So Randy Lunsford's onto something. Steve Deck's onto something. And Craig Nichols onto something. Would that be right?
Yes. Yes.
And what are they doing? Absolutely. What are they doing? They're going on the offense against the weapons of the enemy. They understand the wicked. They understand the power of prayer and the power of obedience and the power of the word. And rather sitting around and going to church and everybody praising the Lord and talking how great life is and then going out and living in freaking the midst of a mess. They said, we're not going to take this anymore. Right? Would that be right, Steph?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. We are to know our authority. Take our authority through the name of Jesus Christ. Live what we say. So where we walk, the demons should know us everywhere we go. When you actually have Jesus in, you are representing the kingdom. When you walk in, man, the darkness and things around there feel you and know you. The things and people that you can't even see, they feel you. They know what's coming in. That we need to be more of that. Everywhere.
At the name of Jesus.
It's not us. It's him through us down here on this earth. They are already in the air. They are already in the arrows. They are already all around us. We just can't see. They understand this game down here, like, that they're playing. This is not game, war, spiritual warfare. They already know. They have a heads up on us, like you talk about the fish tank. So we need to focus. We need to know our authority here in our meat suit, where we are. Let that Holy Spirit with Jesus Christ come through us, declare that authority, clear away the things down here so it opens it up and the angels can, or the Lord can come down and do what it is that they do. This is real, very real.
We see, Spencer, it doesn't matter. See, when I grew up, and by besides me, when you were growing up, saw the depiction of an angel as a woman, smiling woman, or a little babe, fat little baby with wings. Anybody besides me? Huh? Spencer, see if he can find that. Go do a Google search on angels, pictures of angels. See if you see. Oh, there they are. Oh. By the way, somebody help me out here. I don't think there's any such thing as a female angel.
Amen. Nope.
You won't find it anywhere in the scripture. When you look at this, look what they all are. They're all feminized, female, all two little babies. There's a good one. Oh, they're two little baby hugging. The baby angels. Aren't they sweet? They're warriors. They're warriors. There's a guy down here. Stop right there. That guy's got a, why? Dude, he's got to do with the sword. This guy over here. What? Yeah, he's swinging a sword. What? Doesn't he know he's supposed to be a fat little baby and love everybody? Folks, this is real. Look, oh, look at those babies. Oh, those biblically accurate angels. Huh? Where are those little babies? I want to see those little babies with the, there they are. They're in the angels and cherubs. Oh, right, you see what we're dealing with? And then on Halloween, we take our kids out and show them demons, witches, and little fat little babies with wings, right? I mean, I'm the deception. All right. Catch my breath here a minute. I got to do one more thing because I may not get back to it. Go to number, where is it? I'm sorry. Where is it? Must be on another chart. Go, come on in, Lorianne, quickly. Tell us a story, not your life story.
The point I was going to bring up is that there's two points. When that lady was talking, or whoever, whatever she is, they won't focus on what they wanted. They're projecting onto us what they're actually doing. They're the ones who are the ones who should not be having the weapons, and they're the ones who are misconstruing everything because they're telling us what they're doing. She's telling us what they're doing.
She is.
And because like a good demon will always do, they always have to tell on themselves because they have to brag, and it's about pride.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second point is, and Stephanie and probably John can elaborate more on astral projection and what the enemy does with astral projection, especially when you are a threat, and that's what's going on now too, is all the astral projection.
Yeah,
when you know, and clarifying that, because that is very real, it's very alive, and they don't teach you that the enemy is already there and how the enemy looks and dresses just like you. And most people aren't even, they don't have an encounter with Jesus Christ. They focus on the prayer. And they don't focus on Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ has
done.
That's
because the supernatural has left the church. Supernatural's left the church. Pull up for me, spellcasting, Spencer. It's a standalone email. It says spellcasting. Just do a Google search on your own.
How many times can I cast?
Huh? This is real. I just, handbook helper, spellcasting basics. Go ahead. Just play a little bit of this.
Caster. Whether you're a divine caster like a cleric or an arcane caster like a wizard, your spells are going to follow the same basic rules. Except for warlocks, y'all get a little weird. Sit tight, we'll do another video explaining your whole deal soon enough. Now, let's dip our toes into the very basics of spellcasting. We're starting with spell preparation and spell slots on today's Handbooker Helper.
Don't know how to play? We'll show you the way. Handbook.
Handbooker
helper. Handbooker helper.
Dungeons and Dragons, or whatever that was.
Now, before you can cast a spell, you have to have it prepared, like loading a spell bullet into your gun. You generally can't cast a spell you haven't prepared.
Get it off there. It's real. Of course we don't believe it. Of course we don't. Because we have little, we have fat little baby angels fighting for us against this wicked, it's, we have been, what a, come on in, Craig.
Well,
hey, Jack, you got me rubbing my beard this morning. Go ahead.
Well, when I said October 31st was the day of the flood, you know, I said that several years ago, pointed it out. It's also interesting because they call it the second month of the 17th day. Well, gee, when you read, I think, Jubilees, Adam sinned on the second month on the 17th day. So there has to be something about the second month and the 17th day in the spirit realm that has a lot to do with things. Mm. And what I put in the chat is they're starting to ramp up from October 13th to 30th by picking out who they're going to sacrifice. All right. Mm. And they're having ceremonial preparation. That's at 7:32. It's exposing their calendar, right? The satanic ritual calendar. And when you start to get to the, when I talked about the equal periods of light, you know, the September 21st, 22nd, March 21st. Okay. This is the thinning of the veil. So this is a very spiritual time right now. And that's why you need to understand spiritual warfare. So let me ask you a question there, Coach. So do you remember, you know, back in the day when you used to walk through the neighborhoods, you know, Halloween and stuff? Do you ever remember going out and seeing a skeleton that was like 10 feet tall?
We got them everywhere, Craig. People are buying them and putting them up. It's amazing.
But I understand. What I'm saying is did you see that like 25 years ago?
No.
I don't remember seeing that.
Well, no.
Doesn't that kind of look like what the Nephilim did, like Goliath and stuff like that? So what I'm saying is
the conditioning
walk,
us.
Right. You walk into Lowe's, right, and guess what? You're being introduced into a spiritual darkness just walking by these things.
I never thought about that.
We just look at them and we laugh at them. And, you know, you start to notice this. They start putting those things out when? About mid-September. Well, Halloween's 6 weeks away. But they're putting these things out. Why? Because they want to get to the equal parts of light. When Lazarus was raised, I said this several times, Jesus made a very unusual statement. He said, aren't there 12 hours in the day and 12 hours in the night? I mean, that's not the normal thing you say when I think, hey, I think somebody died. It's like, oh, okay. He was talking about the spirit realm. And that's, of course, he raised Lazarus right before he was crucified, which would have been around March 21st, right? And then 2 to 3 weeks later, he was crucified in the first week of April. So...
We are so ignorant of his devices. Brett White, come on in there, Brett. P.A. Brett.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning,
sorry,
team.
Chad, I'm stroking my beard this morning. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I don't know, Coach. Do you want to put any of these pictures, especially that one of the FEMA trailers up on the screen, if you're able to do that or not?
Well, how about put it in the – if you could – if you get it to the producer, it'd make it a lot easier for me. How do we do this, Spencer? If I want to, he wants to get a picture up. It's important we do it. So yeah, go ahead and send it to me, Brett. I'll get it to him.
I sent it all to you last night.
I know you did.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
well.
Brett.
Yeah, Coach.
You and about 30 other people.
Righto.
Okay, I'm not making light of it, Brett.
So I just wanted to say, so, you know, my wife and I, and we met up with Craig and Wayne down in Maryland and took loads down to, just outside of Asheville, North Carolina, and met a lot of great people. Coach, all the pastors we met down there are vocational pastors.
Good.
The church that we dropped off two loads to, he's actually the owner and CEO of a masonry company, you know, brick and block, not masons, brick and block, of about 180 employees. And he was in that trailer, in every trailer, while we were there unloading, humping packages, humping boxes. But so everything went well, met a bunch of great people. But when we went to Burnsville and unloaded on Saturday, That's when we saw some military vehicles up on a lot up off the highway going into Burnsville. And I figured when we unloaded, I was just going to go investigate, see what those, see what's up there, see what kind of equipment. And we started up this dirt lane, and I won't go into details what happened on the way up the dirt lane, but we were forced to go up around because we couldn't back out anymore.
By the way, you're a special ops, former special ops guy, right, Brett?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
So we get at the top of this lane, and all the way in the back of this field, you cannot see this from the highway, are approximately probably 30 to 50 FEMA trailers, shower trailers, toilet trailers, tractor trailers to load water into those trailers and unload the, the black water will keep it nice. Those trailers are sitting there. They look like they're brand new. So what happens? These NGOs, non-government organizations, they contract through FEMA to have these trailers built to spec. Believe me, you ever seen military specs there or government specs? They go all out. Beautiful trailers. They get housed somewhere, all paid by the government through FEMA. And when something comes up like this down in North Carolina and South Carolina, they get tasked to bring these trailers to site. Well, they're storing them all up there on this. Not all of them. We saw a couple around Asheville. We saw one around Asheville. So the deal is, when they get contracted, when they get ordered to deliver these trailers to a disaster area, they also get paid extra to have them keep them clean and maintained. So if those trailers, if they can get away by delivering them to a lot like that, they're not being utilized. They can't be utilized. They're all packed in together. They're making that much more money not having to put the cleaning services out and so on. So anyway, we made a bunch of phone calls on the way home on Sunday trying to alert people because you can't see them. If you don't go up there in that lot, you don't see them. So I think it was God's intervention that Brett, sent us up there.
We'll get those pictures up. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. Folks, look.
Sounds good.
You better understand that. I hope you're looking at me. The government hates Christ. And until you come to that realization that that's what's going on, until you get that, until we as the body of Christ understand that we are being set up. Should I go back and play Russ Dizdar again? How do you think those guys in charge at FEMA got in charge at FEMA? Did they go there because they were good, God-fearing, church-going men? Is that how they climbed that FEMA ladder? Randy, come on in. I want to hear from Randy.
Well, Coach, you took us to the point of getting out of the classroom right there. Let's go out of the classroom and let's go out in the field, Coach, and let's cast down those strongholds. What does that look like, Coach? And our former Wiccan, I can't think of her name. She showed us. Okay, everything that the demonic people are doing is what God's people should be doing. They're using words. Amen. They're using agreement. They're using action. They're doing things. And they're mocking everything biblical with demonic stuff, but they're showing us how to do it. They get intense. They get into it. Okay, Coach. So what I see, if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it tells us how the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not natural.
No,
you can't beat them in the natural. They're more crafty.
You can't make a law against them. Amen. You can't make a law against them. Right?
We have to go to the spiritual, Coach. The spiritual, it says that the Holy Spirit, angelic beings, and all Psalm this two. Stuff is our, these are our weapons.
Psalm 2.
So, Coach, what it looks like, if you read that, it says that when you understand this and you start walking in it and tearing down their strongholds, their high places, what we do, okay? But look how it happens, Coach. It happens And it says in verse 6 that God's ready to punish all that disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled.
Amen.
See, this is what Stephanie's saying. When the people of God walk in authority and you're real and you're not a faker and you understand your authority, you have the authority when you obey God to walk into these covens and into these demonic places where Brett just came out of one. You have the authority to tear them down, and they can't stop you, Coach, because the Spirit of God is the power. He is the power over all the earth. The demons are little bitty subjects in his shadow. So Coach, when we do this, when we actually go out and do these things, we are closing gates in the demonic realms. We're tearing down strongholds. We're tearing down altars. But you have to go speak with your mouth. You have to go be on the ground with your feet and use what God is giving us. We are his medium, just like the witches are the mediums of demons. You think Rachel Maddow, you think she doesn't, she's a wonderful demon, a mediator.
Amen. Yes.
Where's all the Christian mediators? Okay. We need to be obedient, Coach. That is what brings us. That's what delivers the package for the kingdom of God.
So Randy, what did our team do when Tucker Carlson started to get deeper into his Christian faith? What did our team do to Tucker? Well, they booted him, didn't they? They booted him. Come on, folks.
Church, Coach, the church is afraid of us because we're doers. Expose them by doing. You expose the weak, the fakers, okay? And I love them. I mean, they're Christians. They just don't know anything. But Coach, we have to be the doers right now. We have to take authority, cast down the high places. And because when we see them, what do? Do we just walk on by them? Do we just drive on by them and hope someone else will do it? No, Coach, I do it every day. When I'm working, I'm busy. But I still do it every day. I stop, take a minute. I put my feet on that ground and I speak over it. And if we don't believe this is we're never going to change anything.
Amen. Amen. We need some good lessons in the occult, folks. That's what we need. John Loveland, maybe you can help us. Go ahead, John.
Amen.
Hey, thanks, Coach. I'm having a hard time hearing everything because I'm in this warehouse, but let me step out of here a second. You know, I thought Randy was going to say this. He always uses this scripture. And let me preface it with this, though. Whatever the enemy's doing in the occult, it takes them days, weeks, and to erect their strongholds. Because of our authority and who we are in Christ, we can dismantle what they're doing in a few moments.
Amen.
There was a guy that... He was following what there was, and I can't remember the whole detail, but basically they were going up to the high place. They were erecting a stronghold in the regional area, and Lord was showing them what they were doing. They would spend all night erecting this stronghold to fulfill their plan and their destiny, whatever they were trying to do. And he would go up there with a couple of Christians in the morning and dismantle it in just a few minutes. Because so now what is Randy always brings out the power of the enemy is greater than us. You know, one angel took out, what was it, 100,000 Assyrians or something? I got right. So his power is greater than ours. However, our authority is greater than his power. And Randy always brings up Luke 10:17, right? He's given us power over he's given us authority over the power's enemy.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
And it, when you start talking about this stuff, people start getting scared.
Yep.
You know, if we realize who we are in Christ, when we walk in that authority, the enemy's not going to do anything to us. However, there are some of us that will have to get martyred for Christ.
What an honor.
What an honor to give up your life for the one you love and your Savior. So some of us will end up probably in that situation before we die. But remember this, and I'm really learning this lesson. There's nothing you're in that God hasn't given you the ability to orchestrate with your authority and what he's done in you to get out of it, no matter what it is. And he's allowed it to come into your life for some reason. Amen. You know, there may be some things that you've opened doors up. You may have caused things, but God still gives you the avenue of escape. Amen. And no matter what's going on, look for the good in what's happening, right? He said all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. When we realize who we are in him, we'll step out like Randy says, and we'll do the things that he's called us to do. Now, there was one other thing I wanted to say. I guess enough said. So anyway, but just knowing we have that authority and we can dismantle, right? What did Jeremiah say? He uproots, overthrows, tear downs, destroys, dismantling. Amen. The power of what the enemy has. And
we're
that's who
arrows.
We are in Christ.
We're arrows in his hand.
Absolutely. And if we're just like Keanu Reeves, when we realize who we are, we can do anything. Remember the movie, The Matrix?
Yep.
Hey, God bless you. Hey, and Randy, Craig, thanks for connecting the dots. I love the way you do that. It's awesome.
Amen. Roger, quickly here.
They need coats. I don't know if you told Norm that or Norm told you that, but that's one of the supplies as things are getting colder there. They do need coats down there.
They need coats. That's our next one, Drive. I'm sorry, haven't spoken more about it. But yeah, we'll get organized on that again tomorrow. I'll get Pennsylvania Brett back in here. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Go ahead, Roger. I'm sorry.
No, I'll come in after the show on my other
okay,
comment.
Okay, we need coats. They need coats. Jeff Klein. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, last couple of weeks, I've been talking with people every day. They're on the lot selling the hats and flags, but on the last 2 weeks, Stephanie's been on my mind.
Yeah.
And I haven't. It's probably been a year since she's been down to Mount Vernon. So I put in a chat for her to get a hold of me. I want to invite her down. It's Halloween. The war is raging. Evil is flourishing everywhere. So I only get a hold of Stephanie and tell her to come on down. So.
Amen.
Amen, Jeff. I'm here. We'll figure it out.
All right. Craig, come on, Craig. Try to get you all in here before we end.
Super quickly. Okay, so the 17th, I put this in the chat, is the 10th super moon of this year. Okay, So that's coming up here. So we need to be in prayer over our family, our home, our land that God's given us, okay? And so how does the moon work? It works in like these 14-day cycles. So guess what? It's going to be the high moon, which also happens to be the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which is is this 8-day feast, okay? Right. So you see, they're always trying to push off the things of God, right?
Then
that means, guess what? In 14 days later, and you add 14 days to 17, you come to the 31st, and November 1st, you get the new moon, which is Halloween, right? Okay. Yep. So just understand the time that you're in right now, and just, you know, the Lord, the earth is the Lord's footstool. Okay. So He owns the earth. So just go out there and walk on it. It's his footstool, and he lets you walk on it. Reclaim, repent, restore for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So to kind of close up here today, I appeal to a lot of you out there. I'm just telling you, I'm not at liberty to, well, I don't want the enemy to know, okay, because I know the enemy watches. But I want you to know that the assault on what goes on here over the last 4 weeks has been unbelievable. I want you to know that. And that we covet your prayers, covet your covering. Because you know why? Sometimes you're so in the middle of doing your work that you don't recognize what's flying around you. Things are happening. Yeah. And you're not understanding the significance of it. And I really, really believe that when I say we, I'm talking about, Craig, Lost Lands came into town. Holy smokes. When I'm talking about we, I'm talking about Craig, and I'm talking about Randy, and I'm talking about Jeff. I'm talking about Betty, and I'm talking about Dave and Cher. I'm talking about we and the impact that we're having. We, and like it, man, we're having an impact. And it's our impact is great, but it's unseen. But it's not unseen in the spirit realm. And so the connection of here to you, I just want you to know that it's been real. And we just appreciate that you continue to keep that in mind and pray ahead to that hedge of protection, Psalm 91 over us. Psalm 2. Those are warfare prayers. And Michelle and I, and all of us who are working with Past the Salt, we covet your prayers, man. We covet your prayer. We are at war. And it is an amazing. Bill Dunphy's in jail. Our buddy Cal's gone to jail. I can run down a litany of God-fearing, loving people who are in jail. We are in war. God bless you. See you tomorrow.